My name is Lin Tran. I am 17 years old. Today is June 4th, 2018. And I'm speaking with Van Tran, who is my mom. And we are recording this interview in San Diego, California. So tell me about how you came to the U.S.
Hi, this is Van. I'm a Lin mom.
Well, how did you come to the U.S.?
Oh, I come U.S. with my parents because we get like exit paper for the brother. My brother, he sponsor whole family. So I go with my parents and my whole family go with together because we apply exit paper. So we go together by my brother's sponsor. That's why I came in here for.
Well, okay, so what was like the whole story though? Like, why did you leave?
Why did I leave?
Yeah, Vietnam.
Because I want to get the freedom. We're looking for a freedom. Because in Vietnam, we can talk about Vietnam before 1975. We are, our family is my parents. Actually, they are merchant. They have too many business. And then the communist came after 1975. The communist take over Vietnam. They came in. They took everything from my parents. We lost house. We lost everything access. So that's why it was hard to live there. The communists, they very demand people. And they very... We have to order their life. So every night they check and they knock the door and they check, they get in, check in your house, how many people, and then every lunch time or dinner time, they still get in the house. They check how, what you eat, what you have. So it's very mean. Life, so we don't like it, and then that's why we need to get the we need to apply for exit paper for came United States. We looking for freedom. That's all we came here for.
Where did you live in Vietnam?
We live in south of Vietnam, but small town. It's Bến Tre. It's small town in Vietnam. It's small village.
And who did you live with?
I live with my parents. Whole family. It's sister, brother, parent, together.
Well, how many siblings did you have?
I have 8 siblings.
8?
Yeah.
That was 14.
8 sisters.
8 sister and 1 brother?
Mm-hmm.
Did you all sleep in like the same room?
Yep. Same house. It's not same room.
Oh.
It's same house.
Okay. So what was like your childhood like?
What?
Your childhood when you were little as a kid in Vietnam? Like, do you go to school? Do you work?
Childhood? When I was a kid?
Yeah.
That time I just 7 years old. We don't know, I don't do nothing. I just hang around with friends.
Did you go to school?
Yeah, I go to school. After school, just hang around with neighbor, friend, play together with them.
Did you have a job?
No, it's just a little bit.
It's not a job.
But when after 75, when I high school, I have after I finish school, I have my parent. She have a little store. She sell. She have a little store, a little business. So I just came help her. And after I help her for a few years, I go school, learn about art. I draw like a flower, a picture in the clothes for the people. Like the people give me the shirt, and I draw in the picture for them, a flower, whatever they want it, they order, and I draw a flower on glove for them. Or the tradition clothes, Vietnamese tradition dress, I draw a flower on there. And then I just charge for commission, that's it. That's my job I do in there.
So like, how old were you when you like left Vietnam?
When I left Vietnam, I'm on 28 years old.
28 years old? And like, how did you leave? Like, did you go on a boat?
No. We get an exit paper work, that's why we go by flight.
Oh.
Whole family by flight.
And you just went straight?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Go straight. 21 hour, I think. Yeah, from Vietnam to here.
That's like 17.
No, before 21 hour.
Okay. And then what was it like when you first came to the United States?
Very... very new, everything new for me. Even I look at the, when I just get out from airport, I get in the car, I look, when the car driving home, I look around, because I come at night time, so I look, oh, it's a so pretty city. Light, car, everything crowded. And a lot of people and foreign people, U.S. people, a lot of kind of people, and so crowded and very exciting for me. Everything news. And I think the first thing I think is, oh, it's new life for me from now.
So how did you like live in the United States? Like, was it hard?
Yep. The first thing, we have to go school, study for ESL English. We have to study ESL first. And it's hard because we don't have, we cannot try. And we have too many sisters in the family. So my brother, he don't have money to buy a car for us. He the one that support us in the first time, but really hard for him. So we just walk to school every day. It's kind of like 1 hour to walking. And I start get two class together because in the morning they have 8 o'clock. The first class, 8 o'clock to 12. And the second class, I take 12:30 to 3 o'clock. So I take two class for ESL together. After that, I walk home 1 hour. Every single day, we're very tired for the first time. And then until 6 months. And we have to look in for a job because we have to pay for bill, for rent. So we have to help my brother pay for rent, for food. Only by himself, he cannot take care of all of us.
Do you live in an apartment?
Yeah, we live apartment together. That's why we try now. After 6 months, everybody start to looking for a job.
So how many people live with you in there?
10 people
in
the apartment. Only two bedroom, one bathroom. In the apartment, we live 10 together. Oh my God, very terrible in that time. But just when we beginning, so we have to get like that because it's hard for my brother to help us to, he cannot get better than that because only by himself have to take care of 8 people. So we have to know thing about that. So we just, it's okay, better than we still live in Vietnam, you know. That's why we just start from there.
So
it's very hard, but we know everything start from hard thing and come to better life, you know.
You met dad in college?
No. After I get a job, it's kind of like, I get a job, and for first 7 years or 9 years something, and I have friend, she just introduced my husband, and we just talk, and then we feel like we understand together, and then that's after that we, that's from that, and we get married.
Dad said it was a year.
Yeah, it's kind of a year because I'm get older, he get older, and only we think is we are okay. We understand together. Every time we get together, we have fun, and we don't get any trouble. So we just get married. We think it's enough for Mary.
Or what year did you get married?
1999. No. I think I married on 2000. 2000, yeah. Year 2000. That the year. February 26, 2000. That day we are wedding. Wedding day.
How was the wedding?
It's very fun. It's crowded. I'm so exciting on that day.
Was that like your happiest day? Or was it me being bored?
Yeah, very happy in that life, our life. I never forgot.
Whoa, me!
What?
When I was born.
You born end of the year 2000. That's the one I get you, the first baby. I'm so exciting. I cry up myself. I still have, because I think I never get a kid like that, but I get a kid, so I'm be a mom. I'm very proud of myself.
But what was it
I like? Don't believe it, why I still get a kid.
What was it like after I was born? Like, what happened on that day?
The day I born you?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's very hard for me. I get the contraction 2 days in a row. Oh my goodness. It's terrible for me. And then get the bleeding. 1 day bleeding and hurting for 2 days. After that, I get a baby on the second day. Oh my God, make me really tired. But I'm very happy when baby coming out. I saw her crying when she just get out from my stomach. Oh my God, she's crying, but she's so cute.
You told me Sarah didn't cry.
Sarah didn't cry, but the doctor make her cry. Because they want to make sure the baby healthy.
She's like a rock baby.
Yeah. But Lynn come out very cute. And I look at her, oh, so chubby lady, baby, very chubby.
Ew.
She's so cute. And she crying, and the doctor I hold her, and she stopped crying, and she hungry. And my husband carry her, give her milk, the bottle, she sucked right away because she hungry. Oh my goodness.
TMI. I don't even know. Okay, that concludes our interview.
That's it?